Morning.
Whereabouts are you from?
Tamworth.
Right, OK. Daniel, I've got your Foxy Fix-It letter here.
Yeah.
And, of course, I've read it, but I just want you to go from start to finish and just tell us the whole story that you wrote to us about.
Right. Well, basically, I wanted to do something nice for my girlfriend's mum and stepdad because, well, they've been through a lot in the last couple of years, to say the least, really. I mean, they work really hard. I mean, they've got their own business. Childminding, and really thought they deserved the break. And last year, you know, they went through a really hard time because Emma was pregnant and she actually lost the baby, and the entire family really went through a hard time, and you know, things weren't great for a long time, really. So and everyone was really upset by it, and obviously it was upsetting for me to see everyone like that. I mean, she's got young kids as well, and it was really hard to tell them about it and stuff, and how they wouldn't, you know, have a little sister or brother anymore, like, you know. So it was devastating for everyone, really. So yeah, I just really thought they deserved something nice, or because you know, they rarely get to do anything with all the work. So yeah, I really thought they deserved something.
All right, Daniel. Well, listen, we're going to give your girlfriend's mum a call.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave it up to you.
Okay, thanks, Foxy.
No worries. So the next voice you're going to hear will be your girlfriend's mum.
Yeah, okay.
Hello?
Hello, Emma. You all right?
Oh, hello.
You all right? I'm just calling from Wales. Everything good down there?
Yeah, everything's fine here.
Good, good. Well, I just wanted to call. Me and Demi are fine, but I just wanted to call to say a big thank you, really, to you, Emma, because I just think you're an inspiration, really, because everything you've done over the past couple of years and everything you've been through. And I just wanted to say a big thank you, because me and Demi are really grateful for everything you've done. And, I mean, losing the baby and stuff, it was a big blow, wasn't it? So,
yeah.
I mean, it was devastating for everyone, so...
Emma, hi, this is a little bit weird. It's Foxy and Juliana here from BR&B.
Hello.
Dan's been a very nice soon-to-be son-in-law.
Yeah.
And he's written us a letter just to say what a tough time you and your husband have had over the last few months.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to give you a call and say, look, we're going to send you and your husband, Tony, for a three-course meal to the Bank restaurant, which is amazing, by the way. And you can go there, just chill out, relax, and hopefully it'll just give you a bit of time to enjoy yourselves.
That's lovely, thank you.
All right, and what a lovely boy Dan is as well for sending me the letter.
Yeah, he is fantastic.
I know you sound a little bit shocked. It sounds like he doesn't normally pay you any compliments.
I feel like it's a prank.
No, it's not, there's no joke here. You're just going to go out and have a fantastic meal.
Thank you very much.
All right, and you sound like a remarkable woman, so keep on smiling. And enjoy yourself at the Bank restaurant, all right?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Dan, you're a legend. Thank you very much for your letter, all right?
Cheers, Foxy. Yeah,
no,
that's
problem.
Fine.
Thank you, Dan.
It's okay.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye.
Cheers, bye.